Hello. Hi there. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Research Associates. And the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This is very quick, ma'am. Thank you for your help. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not at all interested in the governor's race in the statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Very interested. Thank you so much. And let's move on. Do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
Can I say other?
No, I don't have that choice in this particular survey. Sometimes we do.
What's my choice again? I guess put African American, but I don't think I'm mixed. I'm half,
thank
like
you.
Half and half. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes we do have that combination, but in this one, since it's a short survey, thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of the public school buildings.
I'd say somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay, let's move on. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school building is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
What was the first? A lot. Whatever's a lot important.
Improving and maintaining the conditions of the school buildings. So it's very important?
Very important.
Very well. Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some
confidence? No confidence at all.
Okay, no confidence at all. Very well.
Yeah.
If the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Vote for, thank you. I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. First statement says, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving a school buildings for a future generation should continue to be a priority. Which one is closer to your view?
It should continue to be a priority.
Thank you, ma'am. We have a battery of questions here. After this battery of questions, we only have three more questions and we'll be done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would not at all be influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Would learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without these funds from the millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all in your support for the millage?
Strong.
Thank you. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that influence you?
Strongly.
Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city. How much would influence you?
Strongly influenced.
Very well. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. How about that one, ma'am? A strong influence, somewhat, little, or not at all?
I guess strongly.
Strongly, very well. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Strongly influenced.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, little, or none?
Strongly.
strongly, one more, learning that this is a millage renewal and it will not increase your property taxes.
Right, strongly influenced.
Strongly, very well. Let's move on. Almost done here. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you, ma'am. As we conclude this survey, I had to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolling in a New Orleans public school?
Yes.
Yes. Are you or anyone in your household a teacher of a New Orleans public school?
No.
No. Are you or anyone in your household a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school? No. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Is your age between 18 and 30, 31 and 49, 50 and 60, 61 and above?
61 and above.
Thank you, ma'am. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, college, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school.
Oh, you don't have a postgraduate degree? Master's?
That would be the graduate or professional school, law or medical. Is that
the
one?
Yeah, do that one, I guess.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own, thank you, ma'am. And this concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your participation,
right,
and very kind of
you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.